This is New England Public Radio News. After living both in the Mountain West and Europe, commentator Steve Schultes came home to settle in his native Springfield. Out west, Schultes says he observed a sprawling, suburbanizing, car-dependent way of life. He far preferred what he experienced in Europe, walkable, bikeable cities. So he and his then-wife put down stakes in Springfield's downtown. He's had no regrets.
Downtown was a great place to live and work. No one batted an eye about our decision until our oldest daughter was about to turn kindergarten age. Then the questions started. When are you putting your unit up for sale? Where are you moving? We had bought close enough to the bottom of the market that we could still have gotten out, and with some extra cash as well. But we stayed. Kindergarten was great. First grade, too. Soon both girls were going to Milton Bradley Elementary. My mom was volunteering at the school library. My wife became president of the PTO. I joined the school center decision-making team. The principal made sure she knew every kid's name within 2 weeks, and there were hundreds. She lived for that school and filled us with confidence in it. The girls made lots of friends and lots of academic progress, too. Our eldest, by fourth grade, tested his reading at the college level. The school noticed our second grader was off to a slower start and got her the extra help she needed. She's been a strong reader ever since. Middle school, though. Now we heard, you can't have your girls in school with those boys. The principal of Forest Park had been my PE teacher. Smart, no-nonsense, dedicated. With Miss Fazio at the helm, there could be no better place for my daughters. On to high school. Our divorce gave my girls the chance to opt out of the city altogether, but they both chose commerce in Springfield with its international baccalaureate program. They played soccer and were captains. They played basketball and sat the bench. Both good lessons. By graduation, they'd each earned generous academic scholarships to college. Today, neither has or wants a driver's license. They know what poverty is. They understand not everyone's been given the opportunities they've been given. They seek out diversity. Growing up in Springfield is an experience they wouldn't change for the world. In fact, in many ways, it's the experience that opened up the world to them.
Steve Schultes lives in Springfield and teaches in Suffield, Connecticut. He also writes a blog. It's called Rational Urbanism.